Antonio. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm here at the doctor's office, Tina.
Oh, okay.
So what's going on?
Oh, I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, well, you know, I was trying to get that Facebook thing going, and that's what y'all said y'all needed in order to really put that out there.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Let me look at your notes and see if anything else is pending. Let's see. Client to create Facebook page and grant access. Google optimization complete. So that's good. Yeah, it looks like the Facebook page is the only thing that's pending. Were you able to get that done yet?
Yeah, I think that lady got it done for me. I'm really not computer savvy. I don't know how to do that stuff, and I'm trying to learn. But, so what all is out there now?
So you have your Google listing that's already been verified and published. That's the Google business page. You also have been submitted to popular directories and the mobile platform. Your website that we built is up and running, which is ebtreeandlandscaping.com. And then the Facebook
Wait a minute. EB Tree? Who's that?
It looks like that's the domain that they purchased for you. EB Tree.
My company name is Earthbound. Tree Terminal.
Right. I think the EB stands for Earthbound because probably Earthbound was not available when they tried to purchase the domain. Because obviously if it was available, they would have grabbed it, right? So if it's not available, they'll grab something that's close to it. But here, I'll text it to you just so that you can look at it. And then right now there is a big orange banner up at the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through.
Well, I'm not EB Tree Trimming and Landscaping. Hi. I'm Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise. That's who I am.
We have your business name on Google as Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise. We have that. But when they try to purchase a domain, if somebody else has it, then we can't purchase it. I can ask them to find another domain if you like. Should I call you back when you're finished with the doctor? I can do that.
Well, she left the room and told me to go ahead and finish what I was doing. Okay, honey. When I'm trying to talk, please let me talk. Because when you're talking, I'm not going to interrupt you. Okay?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I said okay. I was waiting for you to respond.
Okay, well, let's agree to do that, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, I'm not, okay, my company's name for like 40 years has been Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise. And I can't go for EB Tree Trimming. That's not the way that's not me.
So I can tell them to purchase a new domain that is closer to your business name, but your business name was not available when they tried to purchase it. But I can let's say that I have a business and it's called ABC Mortgage, and let's say that I've had that business for 40 years, and then now it's, you know, 2026 and I want to try to put myself online. And I find out that when I try to build my website, abcmortgage.com is not available, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgageenterprise.com, and I go through all the options and nothing's available, right? So that's usually what would happen if they get an EB, meaning it would stand for earthbound. Google would recommend, okay, this is the domain that's available that's closest to the business name. But we can't build your site on a domain that says earthbound tree trimming and landscaping enterprise.com if it's not available. But what I'm saying is I can have them check again what is available. And once the payment's up to speed, I can have them call you and see which option you would want them to port the website over to. That's not a problem. You don't have to have that EB one. We can change it.
Okay. Well, all I'm interested in is earthbound.
Okay. So if earthbound tree trimming and landscaping.com or enterprise.com is not available, you would rather have it say earthbound tree trimming.com or earthbound landscaping.com, something that has earthbound in it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm following you. Absolutely. So other than the Facebook page not being up yet, or you said that you think she helped you, but I'll have them look into it to make sure that it is up and running and that we're added to it. But if other than that, what's the problem with the payment? Because
The problem with the payment was is just that I hadn't got the Facebook thing up. I wasn't notified that it was live. And now I understand it's EB and it's been earthbound for 40 years, and that's the problem.
Okay, but in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 20th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account. And the good news is you're catching it in time because come March 20th, that will reoccur to $598, and it continues to do so until this settles. Also, in the voice verification recording that we have on file, well, you said you would let me talk and then I wouldn't interrupt and then I can do the same. So let me just finish my thought and then I'll stop. But in the terms and conditions, we have you also agree.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's get off the phone. And because my doctor just came back in here. And,
okay, we'll talk later.
Okay, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I don't want to talk to
I'm
you
here.
Anymore. You're rude. And another thing.
Okay, you're
like, 20 minutes. Let me get off the phone with you. We'll talk to somebody else.